Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey guys, we'll get to the show in a minute. Just wanted to give you a heads up on Red Men Plus, our subscription service. It's like Netflix for Reds. If you sign up there, you'll get even more Liverpool content, bonus features, documentaries, interviews, and tons more available both in video and podcast form. So yeah, redmenplus.com. Check it out. I hope you enjoy this show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Red Men TV. This is the Starting 11 Prediction Show. My name's Dan Clubb, and I'm here to attempt to decide or select what Jurgen Klopp may do when West Ham come to Anfield on Wednesday night or tonight, depending on whenever you are watching this, of course. So we have a selection of players behind me. Some selection headaches for Jurgen Klopp, mainly down to injury. Probably can't quite do as he'd like due to more injuries getting added to the list. Obviously, we learned earlier on, Diogo Jota has been removed from the board. He's down there at the bottom now because, unfortunately, he will be out for a prolonged period. Going to miss the World Cup, which is obviously gutting from a Liverpool perspective, but moreover, a Portugal perspective and for his own cause as well, obviously, because serious calf injury, stretched off late against Man City, out for a while, does tie Jurgen Klopp's hands even further with what he can do for this game. But we will get into it without further ado. We'll start off with the goalkeepers, of course, one of the more obvious areas of selection, really, for Jurgen Klopp for this one. Absolutely no-brainer. Another assist at the weekend for our big, beautiful Brazilian, Alisson Becker. And he's been one of our players of the season so far. So absolute no-brainer. He goes in there. Kelleher returned to the squad recently. No need for two goalkeepers like a Champions League night. So just the one goalie on the bench. So Kelleher positions himself nicely up there. Adrian, you can stay down there for now, my friend. Back four, obviously, James Milner, Joe Gomez at the weekend. Absolutely outstanding, the pair of them together. Virgil van Dijk back to his brilliant best as well. There's a bit of a situation, so van Dijk stays in, absolute No question marks about that whatsoever, I don't think, for anybody watching. Joe Gomez, also on the back of his performance, has to stay in alongside. There was some talk whether he might go to right back, whether he could be the right back for a little while with Trent looking like he was out injured, but Gomez showed his class again, didn't he? Let's be honest, at centre-half. Do get involved in the chat on YouTube if you are watching. Let me know where you think I'm going wrong on this, if you've got any major shouts where you think that he deserves to start or he doesn't deserve to start. Please let me know. I'm sure you will. But yeah, for me, I don't see it being anything but those two, a centre-half, to be honest. With the performance on Sunday, we finally get to keep that clean sheet. We don't concede early or at all, quite clearly. I think it's just them. So the really big bone of contention comes early doors at right back in many ways, because like I say, Milner was superb on the weekend against City. Whether he can do it again after 99 really intense minutes against a high quality opposition, that is probably the biggest question, because we are what we are. Sunday, Wednesday night, Saturday early kickoff. Asking James Milner to do two of them, three of them, really difficult, I think. So, obviously, we've seen Trent return probably earlier than expected. Actually, I don't think anyone was really expecting to see him on the weekend, even on the bench. Gets his place on the bench, comes on for the final few minutes in essentially a right wing role. I don't envisage we'll see him that high up the pitch again from a starting point anyway. I think he comes back in at right back. That could well be something that people disagree with me on. I've got him back in at right back for this. I don't see how Milner goes again. I just think Trent's back fit, clearly the ankle problem hasn't caused him as many problems as they thought it was going to do. He's my right back for this one. So yeah, Milner, sterling job at the weekend, absolutely top class, but back on the bench for this one, I think, for Jimmy. But we'll tinker with that a little bit later, potentially. Now, the other one, Trent's opposite fullback, Andy Robbo, comes back into the side for the start. Brilliant. Absolutely first class. We've seen him, obviously, in the week against Rangers, get some minutes under his belt. Comes back into the side, freshens up the left-hand side. Tsimikas did okay in Robertson's absence, you'd have to say. I don't think he really made the shirt his own. It was a big opportunity for him because Robbo, as we know, doesn't get loads of injuries, but Tsimikas didn't quite nail it down. The only question here would be Robertson's fitness. Like I mentioned a minute ago, you know, you're talking Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday. It's a huge ask for Andy Robbo. I just think we're going to ask him to do it. I can't see any other way. People in the chat, Patrick Chambers, 2 games in 3 days is a big ask for Robbo. 100%. Like, I just, yeah, you took the word quite literally out of my mouth. I agree. I think the way to sort of manage that might be a 60-30 sort of split. Now, I think I'll go 60-30 in favour of Robertson starting and doing the first 60, and it'll be Tsimikas for the second half, that half an hour at the end when he might be getting tired. Listen, if anyone's got any really strong feelings on that, then do let me know in the chat, because that's a big call. I think the right back's a relatively big call, but I think asking Milner to go again is really hard. I don't see us going Gomez to right back because Konate is out still. Joel Matip is out still. Who goes in there? Don't see it being Nat Phillips. He's been brilliant against West Ham in the past, but I just don't see it. So yeah, I'm going to stick with Robertson for now, but I will revisit that, and I'll revisit the other fullback as well because it's hard. I just check some of the chats while I am. Yeah, people talk about midfield. I'll come on to that. Bear says that he agreed with me on Tsimikas. He was more of a 6 or 7 out of 10 most of the time when we need 8. Yeah, 100%. In fairness to him, you know, he was playing during a period whereby Liverpool weren't exactly playing the best football, if we're going to be honest. So it was difficult for him to truly shine. But I do agree in general. I don't think he quite grabbed the shirt as he could have done. Yeah, people saying as much as they love Tsimikas, he'll only ever be a cover. Quite possibly. Did well, like I say. Didn't do anything wrong necessarily, but Andy Robertson's next level, isn't he? And I think on the back of the win on Sunday, you know, there's no good just winning one of these games of football, is it? And that's not to say we wouldn't win with Tsimikas, but I think Klopp's going to want to go gung-ho, full strength from the start, try and get this game won if he can, and then possibly look to make his changes and give people the rest they will definitely need before Nottingham Forest. Couple of people throwing 11s in, but yeah, we'll move on then. I'm quite happy with that back four for now. Like I say, I will revisit it if needs be a little bit later. So yeah, moving into midfield then. I think he's going to stick with a 4-2-3-1 for this. The formation was all over the place in some ways on Sunday. I think it was a 4-3-3 at times, particularly out of possession. I just think at home, he's clearly sort of made his bed on this formation a little bit now. He is hamstrung by injuries, like I said earlier, but I do think he's going to stick with 4-2-3-1 for this one. Lack of options isn't helping his cause in that sense. So I'll come over to this side slightly. Obviously, we've seen that man and that man on the weekend, as well as that man who was outstanding once again, Harvey Elliott, absolutely superb. So he has got decisions to make, because obviously the captain, Jordan Henderson, comes into the mix as well. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain back in training, which is really, really positive news. Like, just numbers, just getting bodies back in available is crucial at this point. We haven't seen Naby Keita yet. Klopp spoke about him today in the press conference. I don't think he's too far away. Same could be said with Konate and Curtis Jones. I think he's missed another training session this week. So I don't envisage he's in the mix to start in this midfield, really, particularly not in the midfield two. I don't see Curtis Jones ever really being involved in that, or Oxlade-Chamberlain for that matter. So he will probably be on the bench, I would have thought. I'd be surprised to see him start, which leaves us with these four. Now, he has done the midfield two role this season. He has certainly started in the midfield three this season. For this one, I think we're needing more advanced, and you'll see why I think that in just a minute. So I'll pop him there. Fabinho, Henderson, Thiago. Now, that in itself is a midfield three, quite clearly. If we're going a 4-3-3, I think we would be seeing that. But I don't think we are. I think we're going to go for a two. And my two is going to be Thiago and Jordan Henderson. Fabinho is going to get another little rest. Now, please let me know in the chat what you think about that. I'm going to pop him on the bench just for a second. I'm going to get some... Oh, people going for Thiago rest. Lots of people going for Thiago rest in the chat. Thiago got a bit of a rest in Rangers in midweek early. Now, resting Thiago is something I can certainly get behind. I can certainly see the logic in it because injuries certainly pile up with that man. And he is one of our most important in players. There's absolutely no doubt about that. And we'll need him for Nottingham Forest away. We need him for every football match we play, if possible. So it's a difficult one. A lot of love for resting Thiago. A lot of love for resting Thiago in the chat. I'm going to have to revisit that, I think, because there's loads of people suggesting Thiago needs to sit this one out. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot. I'm going to stand by my guns. I'll revisit the entire 11 when we come round to it, obviously, before we go. But Thiago to drop in as cover, rest Thiago. People saying Hendo, Fab and Harvey's a midfield three. Yeah, I get it. People saying a fluid 4-4-2. That's Bear again in the chat. Yeah, Pranav saying Fab plays. Okay. Yeah, Brandon Jarvis makes a good point about West Ham's midfield being very physical. I did the Oppo preview a little bit earlier over on Red Men Plus, and it's going to be, as you'd expect, it's going to be Thomas Souček, Declan Rice, a very combative, a very physical midfield. Do we want to go and try and match that? And you'd have to say Fabinho would probably match that better than a Henderson or a Thiago, for that matter. You'd arguably say Henderson and Fabinho would be our most physical midfield, despite the fact Thiago can put himself around, but he brings that element of class. I'm going to leave them two there just for now. And like I say, I do promise to revisit them because it seems like a lot of people are backing Thiago to just sit this one out, potentially just for the first hour or so. So we'll move on to the three for now. Obviously, Diogo Jota's aforementioned injury means that the left-hand side becomes an issue because Luis Diaz is also out for, I think, until after the World Cup as well. So problems on the left-hand side, actually. And that's one of the issues that really is hindering Klopp in what he can do, you'd have to say here, and obviously hindering myself and what I can do here as well. Because we are limited, we've seen Harvey Elliott do it, but I think that man gets to start on the left of that three and behind. Now, if it's a 4-3-3, I don't think he's involved from the start, to be honest with you. I think we've perhaps looked to go Nunes out on the left-hand side of a 4-3-3. But with this formation, the 4-2-3-1, I think we're looking at that man. I think he'd really thrive in that role. A little bit deeper, can sort of interplay with the midfield, can use Thiago, and I think it really suits him. It would also suit Curtis Jones. I think that's important to mention. But like I said earlier, I don't think he's quite going to be ready in terms of his fitness, match fitness for this one. The 10 role, tailor-made for this man. He's absolutely on fire as well at the minute. Let's not forget that. He's been arguably our player of the season so far. His goals and assists return has just been outstanding. And he just suits that 10 so well. And with Rice and Souček potentially playing in this sort of spaces, he can work with the midfield too, which I nearly knock off Thiago. He can work with the midfield too as well to make life really difficult for them. And he can try and nick the ball off them and get us playing that way as well. I have a quick check of the comments to make sure people aren't lambasting me too much for some of them decisions. People still going about the Thiago and the rest.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Someone suggesting Trent. Sorry, let me just grab that chat. Javi BTW is suggesting that why can't Trent play in the midfield and we've got no one for right back? Milner needs a rest and he won't start Nat. I mean, yeah, but if Milner needs a rest and Nat Phillips unlikely to start, I think we're going to need Trent at right back. Calvin Ramsey is somebody else to bring into this conversation. Klopp did mention Calvin Ramsey today in his press conference. He said he was ready to play under-21s football, which is obviously great. We haven't seen him play any football for Liverpool as of yet, but under-21s means he's either not ready in terms of his fitness or he needs to build into it, or he's quite literally not ready to make that step up to the Premier League yet. We'll have to wait and see on that one. But yeah, for me, I'm going to leave Trent down there for now. I don't think we're going to see him in the midfield just yet. I'm in saying Salah in the central position. Yeah, I think we can see that coming. More for rest in Thiago. Firmino did not have his best game against City, but he's been good this season. That's from Konchielowski. I apologise if I got that wrong, because that's a name. I agree. I think Firmino might not have been his flamboyant, brilliant best on the weekend, but Liverpool were much better, so maybe he didn't have to be for once. He didn't have to carry us through a game of football this time, Bobby. A couple of shouts for Oxlade-Chamberlain. The World of Football says maybe Chamberlain. I would be inclined to agree if we'd have had some football building into this. I think this is a game, like I mentioned with Tsimikas and Robbo earlier, I think if you can get 30 minutes into Oxlade-Chamberlain, it could be really important for Nottingham Forest and any other games after. Just don't see him starting a game having not played at all this season. It's not something Liverpool do. It's not something Klopp does. He'd like to get minutes into the legs before he goes, oh, there you go, in at the deep end, you can start. Could be wrong. We'll see what happens. So we'll move on. So we've got them. I'm pretty happy with that. I'm pretty happy with that so far. I think this position is a really crucial one. Now, the person I'm going to put in there straight away is Harvey Elliott. There are options for that quite clearly. Looking at one of them there in Mohamed Salah, a role that he would be perfectly suited to do. And then you could have Nunes centrally. I just think Harvey Elliott, I don't think we can ignore him. And that's not to say we have been doing, but he's been absolutely outstanding these last two games. Rangers, I thought he was the best player on the pitch, for us, quite frankly, for 90 minutes. Firmino gets his goals, gets his assists, quality. Mohamed Salah comes in, breaks a Champions League record, quickest ever hat-trick, next level. But this lad deservedly gets his goal come the end of it as well. Just brilliant, just stunning. And yeah, he's played in midfield. This might be his ideal position. He's not quite an out-and-out winger, but in just in there, he can sort of fill into these gaps with Firmino. He can rotate, he can move around, he can come back and help Trent, which we've seen him do a lot on the weekend, helping out James Milner. So I think it's tailor-made for him. And I think those two in particular, those two wider, little bit deeper players, they could really, really thrive in this formation, which is something I wasn't sure of early doors. When it was Diaz, Salah, Firmino, Nunes, you think, how are those two going to get a game? But they are. And he, in particular, has been superb. So I'm going to stick him there for now. And then the main man, Salah. Now, for Salah, it's an interesting one. Being, essentially, the nine. The focal point. The central figure of this side. It's a role that would actually be more suited to a Darwin Nunes type. Because he's bigger, more powerful. He has more of the attributes that would suit him. But people have been crying out to get Mohamed Salah more central. And I think it's a fair call, because early season we haven't seen enough of him in goal scoring positions. Last few weeks we get him even slightly inverted and the goals speak for themselves. He ends up central for the goal against City. Yes, it's from a free kick, it's a completely different scenario altogether, but he gets himself central, he isolates his man, he tears João Cancelo inside out. We all know what happens next. The rest is history. So I would be inclined to go with him in that central role with those in behind him. Now, I'm going to check the comments now and see if anybody, again, is saying that's insane. You need to do X, Y, Z. So I'll just check that before I move on to the subs. A lot of people actually saying, which I'm not surprised. Kevin Vaquero saying, Salah on the bench, bring him on second half. Now, I know he needs a rest, but when a man like Mohamed Salah is in a role like he is right now, I think he has to start. He's so important to Liverpool. I'm not sort of saying anything revolutionary right there. Just has to start the game of football. Like, the man's on fire. Get the job done, get him off. That'd be my way to go with that. If you want to play Firmino, this is from Bear again. Thanks for contributing again, Bear, by the way. If you want to play Firmino, why not play Darwin on the left instead of Carvalho? Darwin needs starts, or Darwin and Salah up front and Firmino on the bench. I mean, yeah, I get it. I do. We've had a super chat as well from Bruce Chua, I want to say. Thank you very much for getting involved. Thank you very much for the super chat. And the right side might get exposed / exploited often. Yeah, I get that. I really do. And it's something I actually thought headed into the City game. I did the watch along here. And listen, Milner barely sort of went beyond his half, did he? If we're going to be brutally honest, he really was conscious of the threat posed by Phil Foden and Haaland, naturally so. But I just think with him potentially there, or Fabinho, whichever way you want to do it, covering, it should be just enough to bail him out. He might not be as expansive as he often is. And I think Harvey Elliott did a superb job in terms of getting back and helping Milner. So we'll be asking him to do much the same. Just to touch on Nunes from the left, 100% behind that, 100% get that. He did do it for Benfica. He did it in glimpses on the weekend when he came on against City, beats Akanji and gets that really good crossing. I just think we're going to see him. I think if we're going to see Nunes, it's going to be centrally, and I don't see it for this one. I'm set. I'm happy with that. I really am. So I'm going to move on to the bench now, make sure I've got them all nailed down. Simicass on the bench, obviously. Calvin Ramsey, it's difficult to know where he's at in terms of his fitness and his bench availability, but I'm going to get him on there. Bajetic again. Nat Phillips is a shoo-in for the bench these days, it seems like. So we've got them two, them four, them six, eight, and then one more. Oh, Nunes is going to be on the bench. I do need to lose one. Curtis Jones again. Another one similar to Ramsey. Who knows where he's at in terms of his training. I'm going to lose Calvin Ramsey because I just don't know so often. I'll keep Nat Phillips on the bench. I think he's got to be on there just for defensive cover, quite frankly. And then that's us, I want to say. Are we good there? The bench two, four, six, eight, yeah. Yeah, that's cool. So I'm going to lose Calvin Ramsey down there with Konate and Jota as the unavailable. Adrian doesn't feature in this match day squad quite clearly. That's a starting 11 of Alisson Becker, Andy Robbo at left back, Virgil van Dijk, Joe Gomez, Trent comes back in for this one, Thiago and Henderson in the pivot in midfield, Harvey Elliott, Bobby Firmino, Fabio Carvalho and Mohamed Salah as the focal point. Now, just before I go, I am going to check some more of the comments and just see people screaming at me for getting it wildly wrong. Fender Tremolo says, Harvey is much more effective in a 4-2-3-1 formation. Yeah, I am inclined to agree. I just think that role suits him, especially if he can do that defensive work like he did on Sunday so effectively. I think that's huge. Paul Bean says, I think Nunes will play this game. Listen, I have no objections to Darwin Nunes playing this game of football whatsoever. People have said already, might well see him in there. If we were to go to a two up front, he could well come in alongside Salah. We'd have to lose that somehow. If he goes to the 4-3-3, do you drop Elliott into there? And then do you go Firmino, Salah on the left, Nunes? Yeah, there are options. There are options in terms of that. I just don't see him going back to a 4-3-3 for this one. I think he sticks to that 4-3-2-1. And I think it looks a little bit like that. Just one more. People saying Curtis on the left wing, Josh Moore, Curtis on the left wing. Yeah, listen, if I knew Curtis Jones was fully available, I'd have been inclined to get him in there. I don't. I'm not entirely sure if he is. He hasn't played any football. Similar to Oxlade-Chamberlain, I don't see him starting because he just hasn't played that much football. But yeah, I am pretty happy. I'm pretty set on that. Hopefully you are too. Hopefully you don't hate it too much. The bench, good bench. Got some strength on that substitute bench again, which is really positive because who knows, we might need to change a game from it. Five subs, remember, these days. Could either change a game or, once we've killed it, get some rest into these lads' legs before Nottingham Forest on Saturday. So yeah, that'll be all we've got time for. I will be back tomorrow with Errol on watch-along duty, team news duty. etc., etc. You know the rest. Player ratings, fan cam, the lot. It'll all be here tomorrow night. Don't worry about it. But yeah, I've been Dan Club. That's been the Start 11 Prediction Show, and I'll see you again soon.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.